both work. Both yield the exact same results in the end. Both have their pros and cons. And if you're sincere, both are difficult. So if he won't work it out with you, you have to choose door number two. You have to work it out in you. And the amazing thing is, when you work something out in you, something that matters to you, something that you see as significant, you have usually no idea how much that changes your inner landscape. And you also have usually no idea, it's hard to grasp when we live it. That's the reason you have no idea. I'm not saying you have no idea because you're dumb and you should have an idea. I'm saying most of us usually can't get an idea because it's vague. It's not so in our vision to see it accurately because it involves so much. But when the inner landscape changes, it changes everything because you're looking through different eyes. So the best way to change the world is change your inner landscape. Then the whole world will change. The world will look different to you because you changed. So if the first one isn't available to you, work it out with him. Just be very clear that the second one is always available. So now you have to figure out what you have to do in yourself, with yourself, that gives you the best possible resolution for whatever the situation is. And I would encourage you to think of it not from a grand karmic standpoint, but from a much more homespun standpoint of you've matured enough, you've become aware enough as a human being, as who you are, that you see the necessity or the validity or the rightness of doing that. Not because your karma's all screwed up if you don't, but because you're smart enough and mature enough now, aware enough now, that you can. And that's what mature enough means. Now you can. So listening to that, do any thoughts come to mind readily? And they may not. You may have to give it some thought. But does anything come to mind readily about how you can, if you can't resolve it with him, how you can resolve it more in you? Well, good, but not, that's a starting point, not as a blanket to not deal with whatever it is in you. You still have to deal with it as an actual set of circumstances, not just inject loving kindness as a way to make it all go away. But loving kindness toward yourself certainly is a better position to take in dealing with it. But you have to then not forget to deal with it.
So you're talking about take the bitter medicine, forget the bandage.
Well, whether it's bitter or not, it may not be bitter, but there is a medicine. Something has to resolve in you. Something has to be gotten to so that you can feel its resolve, so that you can feel okay about whatever it is and go forward without having the sense that my karma will be screwed up otherwise, without having a notion about it that it hangs over your head. You cannot go through life with one thing after another hanging over your head and expect to either have a reasonably okay life or advance spiritually, because these things act as barriers. They're, in essence, a bell ringing saying, hey, deal with this, because if you don't, it'll be in your way. It's really a help coming from the side that understands the spiritual importance of certain things. So I'm all for you dealing with it. And I certainly think you have, listening to you, I certainly think you have the capacity to deal with it, but you may not be reasonable to expect a quick or complete or easy resolution. It may take time. It may take effort. It may take